All right, Monday night, and we are live. I bet. How many of you didn't know that we had a war with Canada? Because, you know, according to Joy Reid, you know, we had a war with Canada in 1812. You know, the War of 1812 was U.S. versus Canada. I mean, did you know that? I mean, imagine being Don Lemon, and you're sitting there, and I know it's Lemon, but I'm going to call him what Tucker calls him, Don Lemon. And you're sitting there, and you know that what she said is completely and totally inaccurate, and you just sit there with a stupid-looking grin on your face and never even challenge her on the lies that she's spewing. And they're not even just lies. They're ignorant lies. I mean, she's either absolutely stupid where she knows better and is just lying anyway, or she's completely ignorant, thinking that Canada burned the White House down in 1814 during the War of 1812. I mean, I have a whole section of the show tonight called Trump's Opposition. I just grab a bunch of people who oppose Trump and just kind of outline what's going on in their lives. But just imagine you're sitting there, you are so, and if you're a Democrat, doesn't it just make you lose faith in your own party and your Goebbels media like Joy Reid? All right, let me say it to everybody in the chat. Jules 21 Hours is up first. Bascom Avenue is on. Snarl Barkley's on. Mike Griffith's on. Sexy Pony is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Granite 2468 is on. It's interesting getting to meet you guys at church because I don't know who you are until they tell me at church. And I've seen the Granite 248 people a million times because they never miss church. The people that pastors love the most. Didn't even know who you guys were. I saw D9597s at church. I don't know who you are. You guys got to come tell me. I probably do know you, but I don't know who you are. So come introduce yourself to me after service is done on Sunday. PD Frank 1974 is on. There's D9597 is on. John Phillips, since she joined the Girls Gun Club, I'm assuming D9597 is a girl because we don't do trans here at Foundation Church. But anyway, Grinnerdom is on. Oh, man. Oh, hold on a second. There we go. It's amazing when I do something on tech, I absolutely panic and almost instantly look at Aaron. But anyway, all right, Clean Sanchez as opposed to Dirty Sanchez is on. Todd Suff is on. Prayers Works 2 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Whammy Jammer 79 is on. Phil McCracken is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Stefa Toms is on. Lisa Kinzer's on. Producer Aaron is on. Conservative Waffles on. Jana Jones is on. Big Scott One is on. Skeeter Davis is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Rum Pierre One is on. Edwards 10320 is on. JD Wool is on. Luann Five is on. Gloyd Shaw is on. The one and only Salty Gonads is on. Awethi is on. Pumpkin Drifting on Wood is on, who I also met at church. Dave Souders is on. Let me see here. Alaska Man 1165 is on. Anybody I missed here? Hugs R Us is on. Charlie 340 is on. Peace Us is on. Ed, let's see. Eat Side 225 is on. Volvo 960 is on. All right, I love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Let's go to Trump first. Benny Johnson tweet breaking. Trump administration, this is so fun. I love reading these lists. I love reading these lists. You're like, Tom, you must have no life. I don't. So I love reading these lists. These lists are my life outside of Jesus and the Bible. This is my life right here. I love it. I mean, this makes me so happy, but vengeance doesn't belong to you. Tom, Romans 12:19. I know. I didn't take it. It's great. It's fun watching it. The Trump administration revokes the security. I'm not saying Trump is taking revenge. It's what you do. You're like, why are you revoking security clearances? Because these people use their security clearances to sabotage this administration. It's not like you're just leaving them out there. These people are working independent contracts for different organizations. No, they're actively sabotaging Trump's. And you look at that name right there, fifth from the bottom, Norm Eisen. I'm going to read them all. But Norm Eisen is the one orchestrating all these injunctions against Donald Trump. Remember, all combined, all the other presidents were single digits. Whether they had one term or two terms, they had single digit injunctions. Trump is up to 69 as of right now. 69, 15 in this term alone. So Anthony Blinken, you know what? Your security clearance, gone. Jake Sullivan, gone. Lisa Monaco, former second in charge of the DOJ, gone. Mark Zaid, gone. Norm Eisen, gone. Letitia James, gone. Alvin Bragg, gone. Andrew Weissman, who orchestrated, was Mueller's pit bull for the collusion hoax. Your security clearance, God, I love this one, my favorite one of all, Hillary Clinton, your security clearance is gone. Kamala Harris is gone. Liz Cheney, gone. Kinzinger, gone. Fiona Hill is gone. I love this one, too. Second favorite on the list, Alexander Vindman. Is something about that guy? I cannot stand that little worm.
Yeah.
I mean, he is like just a little chubby little worm. And then, oh, you know what? I don't know if it's my, it's probably my second favorite now. I have to change the order. Joe Biden and any other member of Joe Biden's family. All your security clearances, they gone. Isn't that great? Go to the next morning, Brett. Eric Doherty tweet, breaking. This is different. You already did this. Oh, this is different. Breaking. President Donald J. Trump just revoked the Secret Service protection for former DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Now, as everybody knows, I changed the words for FAFO. For me, is fool around and find out. Well, Mayorkas, he fooled around. They've all fooled around. And the only one, Hunter Biden's Secret Service detail, it's gone. Ashley Biden, who showered with her dad at inappropriate times, her Secret Service detail, it's gone. You know what? You fool around and you find out. Enjoy it. And by the way, if, and that's a big, giant two-letter word, if the Democrats actually ever have a president again in the Oval Office, guess what we're going to do? One injunction after another in every red jurisdiction so that you can do the fool around and find out there too. Well, Mayorkas did a lot of fooling around, ran his mouth. In my opinion, this man committed treason. I mean, it's clear cut. You aided and abetted. In Venezuela alone, he committed treason. That's why Trump used the act that he's using to get rid of all these Trendyagua members and sending them all down to El Salvador. Aaron, find that for me,
yep,
would you? Thank you. So I don't, yeah. But anyway, this is why he had to do it. Because this man, along with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, the border czar, allowed a foreign invasion into our country, which is a treasonous act. So now Trump has to use that act from 17-100, whatever it is, 18, whatever. And Aaron will get it for me and I'll read it. But most of you already know. If you know, throw it in the chat. I'm looking at the chat right now. But anyway, I'm always looking at the chat. Just so you know, I can't address it too often because I'm rampaging. But anyway, so this, he is actually counteracting. Go, Aaron.
1798.
What's the act called?
The Alien Enemies Act.
Alien. I knew there was an enemy thing in there. I could remember Alien Enemies Act 1798.
Yep.
So there you go. So then Trump had to use that because why has it never been used before? Because even Hussein Obama didn't allow a foreign invasion of the country. I mean, you just wait till you hear some of the border stats are unreal. Yeah, I don't know if I actually included it in the show or not. Well, I'll wait and I'll see if I include it in the show because I can't remember. But anyway. But Trump had to use the Enemy Invasion Act to counteract what this treasonous lech did. Well, at least he gets his Secret Service protection revoked. That's awesome. All right, let's go to the next one. Scott Jennings' video reacting to the news of Trump canceling security clearances. Play for me.
When it comes to the Bidens, I mean, given the family's long history of influence peddling and dealings with shady people overseas, I think cutting them off from national security information is frankly a pretty good idea. That's number one. Number two, some of these people and their affiliates and the people they're associated with at the upper reaches of the Democratic Party have proven time and again that they are willing to abuse their adjacency to national security information for political purposes. We all remember the 51 intelligence people who signed the Hunter Biden laptop letter, for instance. And so I think what Donald Trump is doing is sending a strong message. No longer are people like this who float in and out of government going to be able to abuse their national security access for political purposes. And let me just tell you something. What goes around comes around because, as David just said, they cut off Donald Trump in 2021. You want to play the game? Now you got to play it when you're on the other side of the field.
Is there a logical end to the tit for political tat? Is this where it ends?
Look, it'll come to an end when Democrats who go in and out of government stop abusing their access to and adjacency to national security information for political purposes. I mean, there is no doubt that the top reaches of the Democratic Party have used their adjacency and access to this information, and then the fact that people know they have that access, they use that as credibility to then make political arguments against people they don't like. such as Donald Trump. They use that credibility to try to get the news media to report things that they say, such as the Hunter Biden laptop letter. There is a rational basis, Elliot, for doing this, and it's to put a stop to people using this kind of imprimatur for political reasons. So it'll come to an end when people stop abusing this kind of access. And one more issue, I just think far too many people in Washington have this kind of clearance anyway. And many people in both parties have acknowledged there's too many people with security clearances. Maybe this will start a conversation about ratcheting down the number of people who have access to this kind of information.
Well, let's talk about Norm Eisen and Mark Zaid, who are both attorneys, colleagues of ours as well. And they are the among the attorneys that are on this list of those who have their access revoked. They have been prominent critics of the president.
They're more than just vocal critics. These are not people who just occasionally pop up and exercise their free speech rights. I mean, Norm is one of the most detestable people I've ever met in this business, and he is like one of the principal architects of the lawfare against Donald Trump. So if I were the president of the United States, you're damn right. I'm not going to let somebody run around with a national security clearance who is out there doing everything in his power to derail my presidency after I was duly elected, not once, but twice. So you know what? Long overdue, and I'm glad he did it.
Do you know how detestable you have to be to be the most detestable person I've ever met in this business? And what is Scott Jennings' business? Swamp Political DC. That is like being the smelliest turd at the cesspool. Woo, man, there's a lot of turds around here, but you are the smelliest one. That's who Norm Eisen is. This reminds me of a back and forth on Twitter between, it was actually not a back and forth, but it was Dan Goldman responding to an Elon Musk tweet about these corrupt judges and injunctions. And Goldman, who is quite possibly the stupidest human being on the planet and has to rival Norm Eisen as the most detestable person in the D.C. metro swamp. But anyway, they're going. Goldman was tweeting back on Elon Musk and saying, you know what? And Elon Musk said these ridiculous injunctions from these activist judges need to stop. And Goldman says, well, when he stops breaking laws, they will. Well, again, we can do the same thing. And it was asked right there by the commentator, when is this political tit for tat going to stop? Well, very simply, we don't do it. We don't tat. I'm not going to keep saying the first one. So if we don't tat, then you don't bleep. We don't ever do it. How many injunctions do we have against Hussein Obama? I'm trying to remember what the numbers were, but it was under 10. I believe it was under 7. It was 7, 8, 6, 5, whatever, single digits. During 8 years, he had maybe 6 injunctions filed against him. Donald J. Trump is up to 69, probably over 70 now. It was 69 last week, 15 since February. It's not even counting all January, just since February. Norm Eisen said, this isn't even counting this one. Norm Eisen said that they had somebody standing by on the phone. And the moment that Donald Trump finished the oath of office, right there, they did in the secure setting this time. But anyway, he hit it. Okay, go ahead and file the injunction. And they judge shop for the Boasbergs of the world and the Shutkins of the world, the Engerons of the world, all of them. There, you put those up, Aaron. Thank you very much. So there you go. And again, this is 5 short now. Because they filed 5 more to my knowledge. So he's up to 69 now. There you go. I was a little off. I thought there were more single digits than that. But Obama, 12 and 8 years.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is 69 in 4 years and 2 months. Biden, 14 in 4 complete years. Donald Trump is right there in just February and half of March, 15. So that's what I mean. Again, Dan Goldman will stop breaking the law. Somebody's breaking the law. You're judge shopping and filing injunctions simply to slow down the process, just like they do with confirmations. They just keep delaying them and delaying them and delaying them so that Donald Trump can't get his administration full of people. That's what they always do. So again, we don't do it. They do it. When's this going to stop? They always try to equalize. Well, there's this, you know, both parties do it. Both parties don't do it. Believe me, I'm a die-to-the-wall Republican because of the platform, not because of Republican politicians. But so I don't sit there and die on the hill of protecting Republican politicians. But Republicans don't do this. They don't do it. We don't file one injunction after another. They do it. We don't raid former presidents' house. We could do that with Hussein. We could do that with Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton had confidential cassette recordings in his sock drawer. Hussein Obama owes 144,000 documents to NARA to this day. Right when Obama got out of office, he made an agreement with NARA, the National Archives, to turn in those 144,000 documents. How many has he turned in so far, Aaron?
Zero.
Zero. I mean, let's see now. Let's calculate this all together, shall we? The last time that Hussein Obama was president was January 19th of 2017. Aaron, what year is it?
It is 2025.
2025. So we're more than 8 years and 2 months later. And he's turned in zero. We could raid him right now. I mean, think about the power that Trump has. He could raid Billy Clinton right now. He could raid Hillary Clinton right now. If they really wanted to, none of the crimes that Hillary committed are under the statute of limitations. They go right back and charge her, Clapper, Brennan, whoever didn't get the preemptive injunction. And preemptive pardons, but the preemptive pardons, because they're preemptive, are challengeable enough. And then the auto pen is another layer of challenge. So are these pardons even real? Who signed them? Can Biden even name who he signed a pardon for? We all know that he can. He just made another public appearance at some Broadway play or something.
Oh, gosh.
That's frightening. But anyway, so that we don't do it. So I can't stand the equivalency. And Republicans do it, too. And now the walkers back, those who are going to try to run for president for 2028, even like the Stephen A. Smiths of the world was starting to talk about it. They only, and Gavin Newsom, he has his nod show that he does now, his podcast where he nods at Republicans and basically agrees with everything they say, contradicts him somewhat because he's going to run as a moderate. And even rumor has it he's going to run as a Romney style Republican. Some rumors out there. But anyway, these people who they say these things and they're equivocating, and they go, well, there's bad stuff on both sides. No, there's not. Where is it? We don't do it. We don't arrest former presidents. They do. We don't raid former presidents' homes. They do. We don't arrest former top staffers like Navarro and Bannon and top advisors like Roger Stone and Mike Flynn. We don't do that. When have we ever done it? We could have nailed Hillary to the wall. 30,000 deleted, subpoenaed emails. Each one of those deletions is a felony crime. I mean, every Joe Biden with his nepotism with his son and with Ashley and with Frank Biden and James Biden and Valerie Biden. I mean, all of those are crimes. They haven't ever been charged because we're always taking the higher road. The higher road has been dug up and it's gone. Listen to this production right here, Citizen Free Press video. Cash Patel, new FBI. Play for me.
Just in the last 3 weeks, Trey, the FBI has arrested and brought to justice, thanks to the Department of Justice and Pam Bondi, three top 10 of the FBI's most wanted. Let me just say that again. Not one, not two, but three of the FBI's most wanted top 10 are now in custody because of our relationships with folks like Director Ratcliffe and Secretary Hegseth and Rubio, and the list goes on. But we've also returned to justice in just one short week's time, one of the architects of the Abbeygate explosion that killed 13 of our service members. We did that in 1 week, flying through multiple countries and going into Pakistan and utilizing our liaison relationships and the leverage that we have, thanks to great guys like Johnny Ratcliffe, and getting a modicum of justice to the American people. And just to put that in perspective, those folks have been on the run for 4 years. And in the last 12 months before I got into this seat, Trey, do you know how many top 10 FBI's most wanted were arrested by the FBI? Zero. That's the difference. Yeah. 4 weeks in, we got three, and we're just warming up.
So 4 weeks in, Trump's FBI arrests three of the FBI's most wanted. Over the last 12 months of the Biden administration, how in the world can you be a Democrat? They arrested zero. And Abbeygate occurred, what, in 2022? Yeah, Abbeygate, I think, was 2022. And they had all the rest of 2022, all of 23, all of 24, 2.5 years, they arrest no one. You know why they arrested no one? Because the people that they will arrest can end up diming out CENTCOM Commander McKenzie, Lloyd Austin, or Mark White Rage Billy and Biden himself, because they knew about the Unabomber at the Abbey Gate 12 hours in advance. Was it really in 2021?
Yeah.
Wow, Abbey Gate. So Abbey Gate was 2021. Wow, I thought it was 2022. So there you go. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, it was right. Yeah, well, you're totally right because it was Biden's first year. So yeah, 2021. So you're looking at all the rest of 2021. Did they make any arrests?
No.
For Abbey Gate? Aaron, no. How about 2022?
No. Nope.
23?
No.
24. So three and a half years, nothing. Cash Patel's in office for a little over 4 weeks, and they've already got one of the offenders at the Abbey Gate. The reason why is because it's very simple. They probably could have made arrests. They chose not to. They went and blew up a house with a family of 10, murdering 8 or 9 kids because the dad was hauling water. Why so much collateral damage? The press corps for the Pentagon asked. Well, because of the armaments that he was carrying, all turned out to be lies. The armaments were barrels of water. That's who they ended up killing in retribution for the Abbey Gate. They didn't go get the terrorist who did it. They didn't get the organization that did it. They didn't get the leader of the organization. They got a guy carrying water and then publicly apologized for it. And that's not the only mistaken drone strike that they did, where they killed innocent people. But the reason why they're not arresting anybody actually attached to the Abbey Gate bombing was because it will expose McKenzie. It will expose Lloyd Austin. It will expose white rage million Joe Biden himself because of their extreme malfeasance or purposeful murder. Because not only did they know about the bomber coming 12 hours in advance, they had that right there. They had the sniper. The sniper had the Unabomber in his sights, and nobody would give him the okay to shoot. That's Biden's military. How many of us absolutely know that if that was Donald J. Trump's military, not only did the bomber would never have shown up, and if he did show up, he would have been killed by the sniper. But here's the thing. Harmy Karzai Airport, where this all occurred, was offered to us on a silver platter. Offered to us by the new Afghan government. It's actually offered to us by Al-Qaeda themselves. The new PLA, People's Liberation Army of Afghanistan. Yes, same name as China. And China now owns Bagram Air Force Base, which you never should have given up. They offered it to us. Right there, they offered it to us. They said, you know what? You're leaving. We really appreciate that you're leaving. And Trump had already secured all American lives prior to that. How many Americans died in Afghanistan the whole year before? Zero. 13 in a day under Joe Biden. Great job, Democrats. It's great to be a Democrat, isn't it? You are known by your fruits of extreme incompetence and murder and purposeful malfeasance. Hey, Big Scott, this one's for you. Ready? Alejandro Mayorkas. There you go. I didn't want to forget. So there you go. I just want to put that out there for you. But anyway, so look at the production. Look at the production of the new FBI. Great job, Trump administration. Go to the next one for me. New military, also Pete Hegseth tweet. This is favorite tweet of the day. This is how you have to talk to these people. You should show proper reverence for a judge. Really? I don't think you should show proper reverence for anybody who doesn't deserve it. Like Aaron and I, we work together. I'm the pastor of his church. I'm the pastor of Brent's church. But three of us are also friends. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't expect them to show me reverence if I was a giant, glistening, stinking turd of a human being. I wouldn't. I wouldn't expect it. And I kind of am a turd sometimes. So, I mean, I expect a certain amount of it. Obviously, when I'm here at the church, you know, I'm running the church, but if I wouldn't expect it if I was a corrupt judge that was using my robes, using my position, using my bench to politically orchestrate Democratic Party agenda items. I wouldn't be doing it. I wouldn't expect any sort of reverence. Well, Pete does the right thing. Don't give it to them. They don't deserve any reverence. They don't deserve any respect. If you're going to use your judgeship to be a political activist, you're not worthy of respect. What you're supposed to do is interpret the application of law. That's it. Pete Hegseth says, since Judge Reyes, there's another one, is now a top military planner, she's the first, Aaron, we want to congratulate Judge Reyes here. She's the first, thank you, the first federal judge, first LGBTQ judge. So she's a lesbian. Wow. So she has sex with women. And now that we're supposed to celebrate that.
Yay.
Okay, I'm so glad that you have sex with another woman as a woman. Great. So we all just break, you know, you're going to have a fantasy fest parade over it. I think we're good. We don't need to celebrate any of it. We don't need to celebrate first white, first black, first gay, first trans, nothing. First woman who's pretending to be a man with a sewed-on phallic symbol. Judge, we don't need to celebrate any of it. Judge Reyes is now a top military planner because she's forcing Pete Hegseth to re-sign up transgender people, which he won't. Listen, if they can do the Potomac two-steps, by the way, the times when we did actually have injunctions against Democrats, they basically ignored them and just kept putting it off and putting them off and putting off, putting off, putting off. We can't do it right now. We'll do it later. Can't do it right now. We'll do it later. We can do the same thing. We can do that for 4 years. We can do that for 8 years. We can do it for 12 years. The Clintons did. Mm-hmm. They were ordered to turn over documents. Remember all that Whitewater stuff and the Paula Jones stuff and all that? They were ordered to turn over those documents over and over again. They never did. We can't find them. Since Judge Reyes is now a top military planner, first LGBTQ United States judge, federal judge, they can report to Fort Benning. She can report to Fort Benning at 0600 to instruct our Army Rangers on how to execute high-value target raids. Since she's an expert military planner who has said that it is integral to our forces to have women with sewed-on phallic symbols and men with inverted penises. They need to be charging the beaches of Normandy, according to her, with their phallic symbols that fall off mid-charge. And flies are attached to them.
What is this?
And their inverted vaginas that have a wretched, horrible smell. This is all true, by the way. You can sew on all the inverted vaginas you want. You can do that all you want and all the inverted penises you want. You can do all of those things. They're going to fall off and they're going to smell. A man does not have the production in his body to have a vagina. And a woman doesn't have the self-production, the biological production to have a penis. So one falls off and the other one is a wretched, rotting hole. Which is the entire Democratic Party, a wretched, rotting hole. There you go. To instruct our Army Rangers on how to execute high-value target raids. After that, Reyes, the first LGBTQ federal judge who has sex with women, can dispatch to Fort Bragg to train our Green Berets on counterinsurgency warfare. Washington Times, U.S. District Judge Anna C. Reyes orders... Federal judge ordering the Pentagon. We'll be able to do that right out of Tampa, Florida. I can wait because we got 4 more years of Trump and then we got 8 years of J.D. Vance. So in roughly 12 years, I don't even want to speak that. I'm not going to speak it. I'm not going to say. If there ever is another Democratic Party president, well, you know, we'll be legislating right out of Tampa, Florida. We'll be legislating right out of Birmingham, Alabama. We'll be running the country right out of Dallas, Texas. We'll go ahead and we'll do those things. We'll just go ahead and rule the country from those various locations because that's what the Democratic Party's doing right now. Federal judge has no authority over the Pentagon. Read the Constitution. And Dan Goldman says, well, stop breaking the law. How do you break the law when you're telling? Imagine being Dan Goldman. You wake up in the morning and you're Dan Goldman. And you honestly believe that Donald Trump and Pete Hegseth are breaking the law because they will not allow a woman pretending to be a man who has a sewed-on phallic symbol to be a soldier. And they will not allow a woman with a penis to shower next to actual female soldiers. Dan Goldman wakes up in the morning. Again, this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. He wakes up in the morning. Those are his causes. I want women with penises to shower next to women without penises. That's what he wants. That's in the Army. I know you've heard it 1,000 times on the show, but that's in the Army's GO manual, General Orders Manual. It actually has an instruction page for biological female women. They have, what are you to do? How are you to function when you are showering next to another female who just happens to have a penis? Not the ones that are sewed on either. It's the real ones. a fully penis female soldier who is liking watching you shower. Ugh. What are you going to do with that? Imagine that being your daughter who signed up for the Army. And you got a fully penis female soldier leering at her in the shower. Dan Goldman wakes up in the morning. That's fine, Aaron. Dan Goldman wakes up in the morning and says, I want that to continue. And so does Reyes. This she looks like a military expert, doesn't he? And by the way, if you're going to say you're going to pick a lesbian out of the crowd, there she is.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a police lineup, Brent. Okay, which one's the lesbian? That one, obviously. Obviously, lesbian.
Step forward, please.
I'm listening. You know, Tom, that's disrespectful and judgmental. I don't care. Lesbian, obviously. Yeah. You know why? Because she has no chance at men. So she had to switch to other women who have no chance at men, which makes up the entire lesbian population. Women who have no chance with men. So they turn, they go ahead and become lesbians. I'm trying not to be gross. But anyway, so they go ahead and be lesbians. And then they all become pro-abortion activists. Because they have no chance of having babies either. Because try getting pregnant, having lesbian sex. That would not happen. So then, of course, you're going to go to every pro-abortion rally you can go to. All right, let's go to the next one. I just want to show you the economics of Donald J. Trump. Average price per dozen. Things going pretty well under the Trump administration for large eggs. Would everybody agree? Yeah. I mean, imagine being a Democrat. Look, that went really well under the Biden administration over the last year. Look at it. Because when you print a whole bunch of money and kill 166 million chickens for the bird flu. Let me ask you this question. Leave this up for me. When human beings get the flu, all of us here are fathers. And all of us in this room are sons. So when we get the flu, did our parents kill us? Is that the solution for disease? Brent, uh-huh. We're sorry to tell you. You got the flu. We're going to need you to go behind the barn. Dad's there with a shotgun. Locked and loaded.
Take you in the backyard. In the ghetto.
Which might happen to Brent, too, if he shows up in an electric car again with his dad. But anyway, it's hard for me to do a lot of electric car stuff anymore because of Elon. But anyway, yeah. Love Elon. But anyway, you don't do that. You know what happens when you get the flu and you survive it, which 99.997% of the people do whenever they get the flu? You build up an immunity for it, right? Well, wouldn't that be the same with the bird flu with birds? Why aren't all the birds dead? Because they don't die of the bird flu. They do in very rare instances. And then what happens is they build up immunity. And then that immunity actually gets passed on to the next generation. So that particular ideation of flu becomes it becomes non-transmissible in the next generation. It becomes non-impactful in the next generation. But what does the Biden administration do? Just kill all the chickens. I wonder why the eggs went up. It's like all the Democrats will tell you, I hate oil and gas companies. We don't need them. Don't you get gas every day? Yeah, but I get that at the gas station. It's got nothing to do with them. That's how Democrats think. I don't need chickens. The eggs are at the store. That's how a Democrat thinks. We can kill all the chickens because we don't want to catch bird flu. Because you know how many people die of bird flu every year? None. We got to prevent it because nobody dies. It's like Jesus. Because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. We got to prevent it because nobody dies. Why do you need to prevent it then? Why don't you just get the immunity, the herd immunity? But no, they killed off 166 million chickens. And everyone's wondering, why did the price of eggs go up? Because there's no hens to squeeze out the eggs. There aren't any. That's why. Well, Trump, you know what Trump allowed? He allowed chickens to live. He allowed chickens and starts cutting government expenditures so there's no hyperinflation. And lo and behold, look at the prices. I mean, you're talking about an Everest-style decline right there. All right, let's go to Trump opposition. This is fun now. I'm going to be honest with you. This is purely for my amusement. I hope that you are amused by it too. But this whole stack is Trump opposition. I want to look at all the people who are opposing Trump or who have opposed Trump. And let's just see what's going on in their lives, shall we? Aaron, will that be fun?
Yeah.
Brent, will that be fun?
Yep.
Let's look. Let's go to Corey. Let's go to Corey Bush. She's kind of the fifth member of the squad. She didn't win her election. She's out. But anyway, let's look at what's going on in her life right now. Play it for me.
Fox News alert. Former squad member Corey Bush's husband has been indicted. Courtney Meritz has been charged with wire fraud for stealing PPP funds meant to help struggling small businesses during the pandemic. He got his hands on about 20 grand under Biden. A few years after Courtney stole the taxpayer money, his new wife hired him as a private security guard, paying him over six figures, using campaign money, of course. The DOJ opened an investigation into that, too, and we'll keep you updated on both of these cases.
I mean, you want to talk about, this is one of those slides that I could spend the rest of the night on.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many different aspects of it. So what was Cori Bush's husband arrested for? PPP fraud. I could get into the whole COVID thing right now because she was a COVID prostitute, whore, and pimp herself, Miss Mass, Miss Vax, all that stuff. Well, her husband's stealing the PPP money. Those are small business loans or no, that nobody ended up having to pay back, which again, added to the $7 trillion we spent on COVID at 99.9% survival virus. But anyway, I digress. So her husband gets arrested for that. So she's a major COVID advocate. And her husband gets arrested for abusing the money that she herself procured. That's great, isn't it? But not only that, but she was hired. He was hired by her for her own personal security at six figures. I would love to know the specifics on the six figures too. Is that high six figures to walk around? Who's going to ever attack Cori Bush? Who cares enough to attack Cori Bush except with verbal insults, which of course she deserves. Very worthy of. But anyway, so she hires him as her personal security. Here's her explanation. Play it for me.
I'm going to make sure I have security because I know I have had attempts on my life and I have too much work to do. There are too many people that need help right now for me to allow that. So if I end up spending $200,000, if I spend $10 more dollars on it, you know what? I get to be here to do the work. So suck it up, and defunding the police has to happen. We need to defund the police and put that money into social safety.
The wealthy should pay their fair share.
Yes, wealthy should pay their fair share.
What is a fair share? What percentage?
So you're saying you're saying that they're paying their fair share is what you're saying.
No, I'm asking what percentage is a fair share.
Their fair share, the same, if a third of my money is going to taxes, then I think a third of their money should be going
to
taxes.
It does.
Well, it does.
I'm trying to understand because you realize the effective tax rate on the poor is less than it is on the rich, right?
Okay, so first of all, I'm not the poor. I'm very close to that line, but I'm not the poor.
Okay, so the effective tax rate on the middle class is less than it is on the rich, correct? What fair share would you like to change the tax rate to on the wealthiest what percentage of Americans so it's a fair share?
So let's say the wealthy 1% could pay, let's say if they paid, let's just give them 45%.
Imagine being a Democrat. You cannot defend one of your views. And when you do, you're so galactically misinformed, you look like an idiot, like just like Cori Bush. She can't defend it. Everything she says is wrong. And by the way, you can confiscate every cent in America of all the billionaires. It's worth $4 trillion, and we're almost $37 trillion in debt. So you're going to have to confiscate the wealth, and they're going to have to regenerate it year after year after year. And you have to confiscate it every single year about nine times. Which, by the way, it took them 300-400 years to accumulate that wealth through generations. So you're never going to be able to do that, obviously. So you can't even defend your positions. And by the way, we played one in the pregame. I'm playing one in the postgame, playing one right now. None of these people could ever, they explain to me how Elon's a Nazi. Just tell me, give me three lists. I can tell you three reasons why I believe that Joe Biden's incompetent. Why can't you tell me three reasons why Elon Musk is the name that you call him? But anyway, back to Cori Bush. So she hires her own, as she's saying, Brett, Aaron, 910 people that are watching, everybody watching on Christian Television Network. Like and share, by the way, like and share. I think we got some new competition on Rumble right now, so we need to like and share, get our audience back up a little bit. But anyway, not down that far, but we need to build it back up. But anyway, you don't deserve it. Remember, she didn't want anybody to have a wall, but she lives behind one. She didn't want you to have a firearm, but she's surrounded by firearms. And the same thing, you know, and I don't mean to be overly nasty, but, you know, do you have to talk like that? Can't you just talk like a normal person? Again, Tom, that's racist. I don't know. It's not racist. I mean, I would say the same thing about anybody who's purposely putting on an accent.
Yeah.
She sound like that in another interview that she was just done? No. I mean, it's the exact same thing that Jasmine Crockett does. You can play a video of her interviews from a year ago. She didn't sound anything like she sounds today. So you're trying to sound ethnic. Hillary Clinton did the same thing. It's got nothing to do with race. Got nothing to do with race. Hillary Clinton does the exact same thing wherever she goes. Joe Biden tried to do the same thing too. But anyway, so she hires her own husband to be her security and wants to, she says, we have to defund the police, but not for me. That's Democratic Party 2025. We have to defund the police, but not for me. The greatest example is the one that I've used 10 times on this show. When you had a Minnesota defund the police rally, right after George Floyd, who died of a fentanyl overdose, had nothing to do with the police. But anyway, you have a defund the police rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and there's hundreds and hundreds of people there, and they call the police for security. That's the Democratic Party 2025. That's who they are, and that's exactly what Cori Bush exemplified in that video. Let's go to the next one. All right, cat video. Oh, one other thing on Cori Bush. She said there's attempts on her life. Can we document those, please? What were these attempts on her life? I would love to see that. I would love to see the attempts on their lives. Just like Joe Biden says, he brought all three of his children to Dachau or Auschwitz as soon as all of them turned whatever age it was. Let's just make up the age, but he said the specific age. Every time they turned 15, we made a trip to Dachau or Auschwitz. Can I find some proof of that, please? I'd like to find the proof of the attempts on Cori Bush's life. All right, let's go to the next one. Cat video. This is my next one. Opposition. This is Niara Tatum, who used to be in the Biden administration, talking about the meeting that Trump just had with Putin. Here's Bill O'Reilly. Play for me.
Outrageous soundbite was on CNN last night by a woman named Neera Tanden, who was senior advisor to President Biden. Awful. Roll it.
I think what is fascinating about all of this discussion is behind all the bluster, we are demonstrating, this administration is demonstrating incredible weakness against the Russians, who are 1/14 of our economy. We are a much stronger country. And Donald Trump waited for an hour today for Putin for this call. He came late after meeting with a bunch of oligarchs. He laughed about holding the president up. That's not a demonstration of American strength. That is incredible weakness that he's tolerating this behavior by Russia.
That is totally untrue. But she doesn't care. CNN doesn't care either. All right, let me back it up. So Deputy White House Chief of Staff Dan Scavino puts out a tweet on X this morning. And the tweet says, happening now, President Trump is currently in the Oval Office speaking with President Vladimir Putin of Russia since 10 a.m. EDT. Call is going well, still in progress. This is real time, this tweet, real time. All right? The call was scheduled at 10. Scavino says it was underway by 10. This person, I don't want to call her names, okay? Knows nothing about the call. I do, because I was there Monday in the Oval Office. Okay? She knows nothing about it. Nothing. Was she in Russia? Did she see Putin laugh? Did she do any of that? No. No. She just makes it up. And that is where television news has gone.
I don't know what Bill's so upset about. You got Neera Tatum there, the former one of the chief. That woman right there was a chief advisor to the president of the United States. Remember, Karine Jean-Pierre was also promoted to chief advisor. So you had Karine Jean-Pierre. You know, she's the greatest White House press secretary ever. She's groundbreaking, ceiling breaking, glass ceiling breaking, because she's a lesbian and she's a migrant and black. So she checked three boxes. She's a migrant. She's black and she's lesbian, so she became the greatest or the groundbreaking press secretary for the Biden administration. But anyway, these people were chief advisors. So they're like, you had Karine Jean-Pierre advising Joe Biden on what to do with Ukraine and whether or not you're going to send attackums into Russia. Karine Jean-Pierre, who I'm telling you right now, could not run a taco stand. I'm dead little. I'm not saying that in a hyperbolic way. I'm telling you right now, Jill Biden couldn't run a taco stand. AOC, Cori Bush, they couldn't run a taco stand. I'm not kidding you. They couldn't do it. But anyway, Neera Tatum, I don't know what Bill's so upset about. She was only wrong about the laughing part, the lateness part, the waiting part, and the weakness part. She said that Putin laughed. Bill O'Reilly was there. There was no laughter. Bill O'Reilly was there. Putin wasn't late. Bill O'Reilly was there. Trump wasn't waiting on Putin. And that woman just came out and just bold-faced lied on national TV on CNN. Yes, that's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. You ought to be repulsed by yourself if you're a Democrat. And I'm not kidding. You ought to be repulsed. All right, let's go to my favorite part of the show. Colin Rugg video. Here's Timmy Walz. Remember Timmy? Timmy, who says that he can kick everyone's A. That's what he said on Gavin Newsom's podcast, that he can kick every Republican's A. That's what he said. Timmy Walz. Tampon Timmy. Tampon Timmy. the football coach. The stolen valor guy who said that he fought in Afghanistan and never fought there. Who said that he was at Bagram Air Force Base watching dead American bodies being loaded up on C-130s. That never happened. See, those aren't little obfuscations, little exaggerations. Like there was 100 people in the room when there were 78 people in the room. Those are pathological, sociopathic lies. And how many, you know Timmy's weird. You ever watch the video of his daughter? You don't raise that level of weird unless you're weird yourself. But anyway, so Tampon Timmy, remember, he was all thrilled that he got his stock app on his phone. He loved every day when he wanted to make himself happy. There's all kinds of thoughts right there. But anyway, he wanted to make himself happy. So he would go on his little app and watch Tesla stock go down. That's what he says. Probably all bold-faced lies. Probably doesn't even have the app. But anyway, Colin Rugg video. Tesla stock has surged now over 11%. That's a lot. The largest single-day move of the year for the company following comedian Tim Walz's roast of Tesla stock. Watch the side-by-side. Play it for me.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss and pull the Tesla thing off, you know, and take out, just telling you.
Of course, it turned out that Minnesota's own retirement system owns 1.6 million Tesla shares for a total of like $700 million worth of Tesla stock. So go to the next one for me. So here comes Tampon Timmy to kick everybody's A. Minnesota Governor Gateway Pundit tweet. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has now walked back his Tesla joke after discovering state pension's massive stake, admits his hatred for Musk is unhealthy. His entire iteration of self is unhealthy. Everything about Tim is unhealthy. So anyway, so he finds that out, and now he has to walk it back. And not only that, Tesla stock, thank you. Everybody, Elon Musk has got to be, I mean, it's so funny watching it. They charge Trump. They arrest Trump. They raid his home. They just continue to add to his poll numbers every time they do it. It's like, great. Now they're all out there in front of all these Tesla dealerships. What are they forcing people to do? I wouldn't even consider ever buying an electric car. Ever. In my life. I still wouldn't do it if it wasn't for the side benefit of the Cybertruck. But I'm just telling you. Never, but there's all kinds of Tom Lightbys out there, you know, and like, I'm not rich, but I do have money to spend. And I'm like, you know what? That Cybertruck, I used to hate them. Now I love them. I see, oh, I want that. I hated them before. I'm like, I hate this. I don't get it. Aaron's laughing because he's one of the people who knows me the best, because he knows. They make fun of me. Oh, I go like this with stuff. Okay. Like, I hated it. And like, you just like, I could hate a person. Like, I mean, hate him. Like, Tom, I wouldn't act in hate. You can't hate Tom. You're a Christian. Listen, you're going to feel what you feel, okay? And you can take thoughts captive, change those feelings over time, but you're going to feel what you feel in the moment.
Yeah.
You just don't act in it. You have to be obedient. But anyway, in your anger, do not sin, right? Ephesians 4:26. But anyway, if I see somebody that I don't like actually help my kid, suddenly I like them.
Yeah.
Suddenly I like them. They're to help my kid. Suddenly I like them. So anyway. Now, since Elon's doing all that he's doing for this country and all that he's doing for Trump personally, now suddenly I like the trucks. And this is what he's doing. This is what Walz is doing. Elon, I mean, do you think it's coincidental that the stock went exponentially up 11% in the company's largest move right after Walz said it? Because he's got all kinds of Tom Lightbys and yous. All of us red pill people are showing up and looking at Teslas. None of us wanted a Tesla before. And we're not buying them because we think they saved the planet. I would buy a Cybertruck because I've told you a dozen times, because it can charge my home for 3 days. And you have power outages in Florida because of storms. 3 days. You plug it in and I got AC. You see, some of everybody's been through their various hard times, so I'm not trying to equivocate. I'm just saying, you know, when it's summer, when it's August in Florida or September, Florida, it's mega hot September, and a storm comes through and blows out the power, it's pretty miserable for 2 weeks. But I saw it plug in my Cybertruck. I got AC, baby. So suddenly now, that's what Tim Walz has done. Let's go to the next one. Tom Elliott video. Here's the next one. Here's opposition. A lot of you don't know who this person is, and neither did I till this video. Her name is Stacey Plaskett. Put that up there side by side, would you? She looks like a pleasant person, doesn't she? Strike one, nose ring. But anyway, the Virgin Islands pretend congresswoman, Stacey Plaskett. Now, I'm going to go ahead and set this up because you won't get it unless I do. Currently defending herself in a lawsuit, get this, Aaron, mm-hmm. from victims of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking ring, which she both profited from and propped up with generous tax benefits.
Wow.
Because Epstein Island is part of the Virgin Islands. Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that great? And she helped him out. Is now attacking Trump for not flying illegal Venezuelan narco-terrorist U.S. So this woman... who actually facilitated the rapes of teenagers, is upset about Trump deporting rapists. So she likes to facilitate rapes and keep rapists in the country. Play for me.
Reaction to these flights and the Trump administration's decision to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798.
Well, I have to say, Wolf, thank you for having me first. I have to say that as a former prosecutor and as a former member of the Justice Department in the Bush administration as a political appointee, we are seeing the absolute disregard for the rule of law in this country. Every president has stood down when a federal judge has asked them to and used the court system to challenge them by appealing or taking it to the Supreme Court. This president and his administration believe that they are above the law. We knew this before he came in office, and he's executing on it now.
So just one last time. So the facilitator of rapes of underage girls wants to keep the actual rapists in the country. There you go. Let's go to the next one. Dylan Loomis video. Here is a nice, perfect little illustration of all of the people that are protesting Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Play for me.
Do I want to get Elon Musk out of politics? Yeah, the world's richest man, the most influential in history, is now calling the shots.
What has he done that really bothers you?
He's arrogant, drugged up, naive.
60 years, USAID, billions of dollars. Do you think it made an impact in the world?
Man can't answer a question. You ask me any of those things, I can tell you the answers. Ask me anything, right? You can even ask me in the chat. I'll answer you. No problem at all. Give me the top three reasons why you couldn't stand the Biden administration. Tell me how Biden hurt you. I can illustrate. I mean, again, you're like, well, Tom, you have no life. I agree, but I'm telling you, he doesn't either. He's at a rally at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Clearly. He's got no life. Yeah. And talk about the perfect, absolute perfect embodiment of a cuckboy. That was him. Oh, yeah. I've known so many people like him. Absolute twig on the river of life cuckboy. I guarantee you, put on his first mask on command, second mask on command, then upped it to an N95, took his first vax, his second vax, his third vax. And I guarantee you that cuckboy with his Bernie Sanders shirt goes to an ARC church somewhere. Guarantee it. This guy goes to an ARC church. He's just like Francis Collins, that they believe that being spineless is Christ-like. Following any command, including from the Antichrist spirit, is actually Christ-like. They believe that. I mean, I've known so many guys like this, so many of them.
Yeah.
And the reason why they hate Donald Trump is Donald Trump is who they've always wanted to be, but never had the balls to be that guy. And yes, I mean, it's just like that, balls to be him. So they envy him. It's ball envy. It's nut envy. It's cojones envy. They wish they had it. They don't have it. That's why people hate me as a pastor. They do. I mean, like, Tom, why are you complaining? You got 1,000 people coming to the church. I know. I love the greatest church in the world, by the way. You need to join us there at the Sound Foundation Church Sunday morning. But anyway, they can't stand it because, you know what? I'm going to say what needs to be said. They actually kind of envy it.
Yeah.
You know, the people who have attended this church for a long time, they don't have any envy of it because they are that. There's nothing for them to envy. They are that. But guys like this, and they're therapy sweet, and, hey, can I just tell you something? That's how they communicate. They're right out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. Aaron and I were talking about this on Sunday. You know, they have like a Bible study. Yeah. And they start talking about, you know what? I'm going to illustrate God's grace by fornicating with you.
He loves you and so do I. Get naked.
That guy. Yeah. I'm telling you. You're like, Tom, I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you, in comparison to most people, I've been exposed to so many people, 25 years in law enforcement, 13 of those years overlapping with pastoring a church of 200 to 300 people, and now pastoring a church of 900 people to 1,100 people. I've met so many people. I can spot this guy a mile away. He'll only make it about 3 minutes after the worship stops at this church, and he'll get up. Yep. And I guarantee he's got a little fanny pack on. And his wife has a nose ring. And he's scared to death of her.
Yeah.
I know this guy. All right, let's go to the next one. I could talk. Literally, I could go on a 30-minute dissertation about that guy using his picture only. All right, where the heck am I?
AOC.
Where am I at? AOC?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Here we go. I'm out of order. Here we go. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Sweet. She's all excited, everybody. AOC is all excited about her rallies that she's having with Bernie Sanders. 86,000 people in 3 days. Wow. You have as many people in 3 days as Donald Trump has at one rally. At our first stop alone, half the crowd were brand new people, not previously on any of the lists or contacts. Many were first timers. What is happening right now is different. We must use this moment. I want everyone to remember these words as we do these next two slides. What is happening now is different. We must use this moment to fight back and defend our totalitarian ways. Go to the next one for me. Another Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez responding to Elon Musk. The Dems just move around the same group of paid protesters. She goes, someone's butt hurt. At the very least, you could find a new, more interesting conspiracy theory to peddle. So this is different. And what Elon said about paying these protesters and paying these people to show up at the rallies is just a conspiracy theory, right? Well, let's break down her rally, shall we? Here's Scott Adams, Wall Street Apes video, AOC and Bernie Sanders. Play it for me.
You know that AOC and Bernie are doing these big rallies. And you probably said to yourself, are these rallies organic or is somebody paying people to go to them? But 84% of the devices, which means the people who own them, attended 9 or more Kamala Harris rallies. Or Antifa, BLM, pro-Hamas, or pro-Palestinian. And 31% of them had attended over 20. Now, how do you attend 9 or more Democrat rally events? Because they're not all in your town. There would be travel and, you know, you'd have to take time off from your job if you had one. These have to be paid, right? So, it's looking to me like the entire Democratic Party, where their popularity, at least for their congressional leaders, is the lowest it's been in a long time. It looks to me they're trying to create what looks like an artificial popularity by simply paying people to protest and paying people to go to rallies. Yeah, it looks like they're rally professionals. Exactly.
Well, according to AOC, at our first stop, half the crowd We're brand new people. Again, just a bold-faced, disgusting political whore. Seriously. Not previously on any of any list or contact. Many were first-timers. 84% of the people. How did they get this? By triangulating cell data. And you think any of those people ever walk around without a cell phone? 84% of the people have gone to 9 or more rallies. You know how many rallies? I'm 56 years old. You know how many political rallies I've been to in my entire life? One. Kamala Harris, and that was Donald Trump at Robarts Arena, 2016. 9 or more rallies, Kamala Harris rallies, or Antifa, or BLM, or pro-Hamas, or pro-Palestinian. So 84% of that crowd had been an Antifa rally, a BLM rally, a pro-Hamas rally, a pro-Palestinian rally, or a Kamala Harris-Tim Walz rally. 84%, 31% of them had attended over 20 rallies.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
And she calls us again. Remember, at our first stop, half the crowd were brand new people.
Organic.
It's all just organic. And here's the sad part, and it'll bother everybody that are watching right now, 1,000 that are watching that I could see. You and I paid for all those protesters to be there. You're like, there's no, listen, here's the thing. Because I don't like blanket statements. I like it to be proven to me. It's now been proven to me. Everybody was right, and my doubts were wrong. Because everyone was like these, like Kamala Harris rallies. I knew there was a lot of paid people there. But I think, I'm like, they couldn't pay for 27,000 people to be there to fill an arena. And then when it turns out they're paying millions of dollars for Beyonce to go there and basically belch on stage and walk off. So I'm like, there's no way that they could facilitate. I knew they were paying lots of people, but there's no way for them to facilitate that sort of cash. Yeah, there is. When you're talking about USAID and other government entities puking out billions. Remember, the entire Kamala Harris campaign spent $1 billion. Donald J. Trump, about a third of that. So, but $1 billion, how far can 1,000 millions go? You could easily pay to fill up Amalie Arena right here in Tampa where the Lightning play. Easily. You're paying each person $500. Easily. Fill it. You have billions of dollars at your disposal. Because, again, what America is all about right now is the government run by Democrats or compliant bent-over Republicans forming NGOs that employ and are fully staffed by Democrats who hire Democrat consultants and Democrat attorneys. It's an endless Ponzi scheme of billions of dollars flowing to Democrats. That's why they're so upset about the billions stopping. They're not worried about any impact on the world. It has no impact on the world because all of that money goes directly into their own personal coffers. You and I are paying for those protesters, even to this day, because a lot of those USAID-funded NGOs, you know, the Democracy Project, the National Endowment for Democracy, the Brookings Institute, Indivisible, which we're going to get into in just a minute. That's the name of a Soros and USAID-funded NGO, billions. Billions go to these. $2 billion went to Stacey Abrams right before Biden left office. $2 billion. So she can run around replacing freezers. And that's, I mean, you think you could do a whole lot. You can easily pay 84,000 people over a couple days to show up, which is exactly what was going on there. All right, let's go to the next one. Mischief video. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi. So they're getting, remember now, they were loving all the Republicans going home to their districts and they would flood their town hall meetings with Democrats and shout down Republicans. Let me just give you this Bible verse, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. Mischief video, Nancy Pelosi, play for me, Brent.
Pelosi with questions. It was clear they were not there to hear her answers.
You have spoken.
Can we have a second, please?
And there was no winning them over.
And it's beautiful to our ears to hear your protection, your self-dignity. But I'm not. Just stop it now. All right. That's it.
We are sending.
It's beautiful to hear your protection. What does that even mean? I mean, what does that even mean? And then they start shouting out, you just stop it. This is the greatest thing ever. Enjoy the harvest, moron. God is not mocked. Whatever you put in the ground. You want to sow division? You want to sow a lack of civility? There you go. That's how you've made your party. Again, this is what we say to Democrats all the time. You can fool around and find out with me. You can FAFO all you want. Go ahead. Go right ahead. If you're like, well, we don't mind it at all. If conservative speech gets banned, well, your speech will soon be banned. We don't mind a lack of civility. Well, you're going to soon be a part of a lack of civility yourself. You want to sow a lack of civility and you enjoy a lack of civility at Republican events that you orchestrated? It's going to come for you because God's not mocked. He'll make sure that you sow what you reap. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to be friendly, you'll have no friends. If you don't want to be loving, you'll have no love. It's really quite simple. Life is actually quite simple. So they're reaping what they've sown. They've told their party for years that a lack of civility is perfectly fine. You never thought that it would actually be applied to you? Well, of course it's going to be applied to you. People don't know the lines. It's Bill Clinton. When Hussein Obama accused him of racism. That's what Bill had orchestrated his entire life. Falsely accused people of racism. Whenever you are in a contentious political situation, accuse the person of racism. You think it's going to stop at the Republican boundary? No, this is what you've orchestrated. This is what you've deemed to be okay. Let's go to the next one. Where am I at, guys? Where am I at? George. All right. Here, now it's Trump opposition, Gavin Newsom. This is brutal. Gavin Newsom claimed on his podcast that no one in his office ever used the word Latinx. Let's see if that's true, shall we? Play for me.
So let's talk about the word Latinx. Just 2 weeks ago, here's what he said about it.
By the way, not one person ever in my office has ever used the word Latinx.
So can we finally put that to bed?
Yeah,
we agree.
But where did that even
come? No more Latinx, everybody.
Well, I just didn't even know where it came from. I'm like, what are people talking about?
But there was a person who used Latinx. It was actually a really important person. It was him. Right?
Yeah, that's right. And look, these aren't minor shifts. These are progressive issues that Gavin Newsom used to champion until fairly recently. And now he's not just walking away from them. He's sort of acting like they were never legitimate with that clip talking about Latinx in the first place. But let's take Latinx. We did find somebody who used it repeatedly in his office. Let's take a listen to this.
I hope we can really paint a picture in terms of our consciousness of how impactful this has been on the Latinx community. Latinx community, the Latinx and Black communities.
You've got politicians that are banning not assault rifles, but the word Latinx. They're not even serious.
I mean, you're like, how can anybody pull this off? Well, you have to be soulless. You have to be devoid of all human dignity, all integrity. You have to be a consciousless human being when you're on the show. Look, I mean, again, he just reminds me of the syrupy art church watered down pastors who will say anything to keep people in the church. For when they shall speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust. That's what Gavin Newsom is. That's his whole life is to allure people. And if you're going on there, whether you're Charlie Kirk, whether you're Steve Bannon, why are you not in a verbal freaking brawl with this guy? First, you bring me on. I know I'm a nobody, but bring me on. I guarantee you it'll be a shouting match. I guarantee you it will be because the very first thing that comes out of my mouth are sodomy laws in your state. Why is it, Gavin? Can you just explain to me why it is that you lowered the criminal penalties for those that anally rape 14-year-olds? I just am curious why you and Senator Wiener, apropos name, partnered up and orchestrated the lowering of criminal penalties for those that anally rape 14-year-olds. I'm just curious what that is. That's first 10 seconds of the show. No matter what he tries to lure me in with.
Yeah.
I don't care what the compliments are. I'm beyond all that now. I don't give a crap. I don't care. I'm not charmed by anybody anymore. I'm like, nope, let's just go right at it, shall we? He says, I don't even, imagine this, so disingenuous. Such a liar. Just a bold-faced, disgusting, conscienceless liar. I don't even know where the term Latinx came from. That's quote number one. Quote number two, no one in my office has ever said it. You mean besides you numerous times? Congratulations on being a Democrat. By the way, Republicans don't do that. Yes, occasionally they lie, but they do not lie at pathological levels like that in Tim Walz and Gavin Newsom. All right, here's the other opposition. Let's just get a little old, but let's just, you know, she's very vocal opposition. So let's break down Ilhan Omar and whether she should even be in the United States of America, shall we? Penny calls a lid video, Omar and her brother. Play for me.
Totally on the run. I want to follow up with something else because we recently had one of your Republican colleagues, Brandon Gill, on the show. He said that America would be better off if you were arrested and deported. He also said that there was audio of you advising what he said or illegal immigrants here from Somalia on how to evade ICE detection. I want you to respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, these are people who have really stopped caring about our institutions, really stopped caring about our Constitution. We know that folks who are here, whether they are documented or undocumented, we know whether you are a permanent resident or you are a citizen, you have constitutional rights. And it is really important for people to know those rights. I know that it is red meat for his base that are xenophobic and racist to say to them that I am going to find a way to arrest and deport a member of Congress who he thinks is doing something wrong when I am doing the right thing in trying to make sure everybody that is within my constituency has the resources and the information that they need.
So it's been known for quite a while that Ilhan Omar apparently married her own brother to help him gain entry illegally into the country. That's a violation of immigration law. That actually happened, it turns out. And now we're learning the FBI had evidence to confirm it, but didn't do anything about it. Miranda Devine is an actual journalist. She works at the New York Post, where she writes a column. She joins us tonight to explain what exactly happened. Miranda, thanks so much for coming on.
Pleasure, Tucker. Well, basically Republican operatives up in Minnesota decided to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on private investigators to really find out if Ilhan Omar was a genetic match, the DNA match to the man who was her second husband. They went to three continents. They found a cigarette butt and a drinking straw, which they decided. They sent it to a DNA laboratory and found conclusively that the DNA matched, that the second husband was a sibling, according to this DNA sample. So the very day that they were going to unleash this on the world, and in fact I was interviewing one of the people involved, the FBI swooped on the gentleman, Anton Lazaro, from this Republican PAC up in Minnesota, and arrested him on some different charges. Who knows whether, you know, he's guilty or not guilty. I mean, he's not guilty until proven, but he's in jail. And so his story never got to see the light of day. I mean, luckily, he'd told the FBI they were not interested. They told him the statute of limitations had run out. We managed to see the website before he took it down, before he was arrested, and managed to report the story such as it was.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Tell me,
which side are you on? Within our walls, we'll fight from dawn to dusk.
Oh,
which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Come on and tell me.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? All
right, there's a little bonus for everybody. All right, love you guys. Appreciate you. 1020. That's it, Aaron. We got any rants tonight?
Yes.
All right. Whoa, a lot of them. Rumble rants. Nate Dad won $50. Thank you so much. Texas Billy, throw a little curveball with the $45. He must be a little short of cash. He's usually $50. I'm just kidding. Texas Billy's a really good friend of mine. All right, Peace Us, $12. Thank you so much. Skunk, $71. $5. Patty K, $44. $5. Thank you so much to everybody in the rant. Thank you so much to everybody in the chat. I love you guys. You got to stick around for the post game. It is awesome. Love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.
Thank you for watching the Tom Lipley podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.